This meeting is now being recorded.
Thanks. So we're back again with what could be a rather brief agenda, but we have a couple items that we have bringing back to this call from the last week and the week before. And then there was a question about signature mechanics. I'm not sure if it was on the list or if it was a private mail amongst the legal folks, but we added that to the agenda as well. So on the first agenda item, we had some outstanding legal issues that were still in brackets in the agreement regarding indemnification and arbitration. I know that the legal counsel have been chatting amongst themselves, and so and may or may not still be working things out. I don't think we need to take them up substantively on this call, but if someone who has been involved in those negotiations, George or Sam, if you want to just give us an update as far as where you are and if you think you have resolutions at hand, that would be great. Go ahead, George. And Sam, feel free to just jump in whenever because you're not on any Adobe Connect.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have Sam at a disadvantage because she can't raise her hand with audio only. So we did have a productive call last week on the legal issues, and Sam has sent some proposed revisions to the documents, which I'm still reviewing internally with the IETF folks. So, Sam, sorry, I don't have for you on that yet from the clients, but in general, my reaction, as I've reported to them, is that it the markups reflect what you and I talked about. So, you know, we just want to go over them together at some point. And then I think we're also waiting for just a little bit more of the due diligence information that we had talked about. But, Alyssa, I think we're in very good shape on all of these items.
And I don't have anything to add. That sounds like a fair assessment of where we are.
Okay, great. Do you have an idea of when you think you'll have the revised text back out to the full group?
George, do you have a sense of...
I think the text is not controversial. Be helpful, I think, for some of the trust people just to, you know, finalize the diligence stuff. You know, if that's possible. I think there were just a couple of little outstanding things. But we can talk about it offline. I mean, we don't take up the whole group's time for that.
Okay, I was just because the public comment period closes on the 12th, and so to the extent that we can have what, you know, what we think is otherwise finalized text back around to this whole group before any public comment processing starts happening, if we receive public comments that indicate the need for any editing, I think that's pretty important. So that's really kind of what I was wondering is if we can get any changes that will happen to the agreements, if we can get them back out to this group before the 12th.
Is it the case, I maybe an understanding, if we do have, and there will be some tweaks in the indemnification, or rather in the, you know, the arbitration language, it was bracketed and whatnot, do we need to get that change language out for public comment?
No, we don't have to get it out for comment, but I think... If we do have any comments that that later lead to edits in the three documents, then it would be helpful if, you know, we're working from what is otherwise stable, finalized text when we start making those edits. It's also, I mean, if that timing doesn't seem workable, then we can also roll whatever little edits are needed for the indemnification and arbitration items into the public comment processing part as well, but we don't have a lot of time allotted even for the public comment processing. So that's just what I was wondering is if we can try to finish this little bit off before the 12th and then use the time basically between, I think it's the 12th and the 16th, to deal with public comments and then hopefully be, you know, more or less done after that. But if you need more time on these little edits to these things, that's fine. I'm just trying to understand kind of how much, like when should we expect these edits to be done? Josh, did you have a...
I was just going to say, you know, the way that, like, the names function agreement went out for public comment while the naming function agreement went out for public comment while CWG and ICANN were still working through some final changes with Sidley's assistance. And what we did, or what we're planning to do to provide transparency, and it might be appropriate for this group as well, and the IETF could put it in as, you know, their public, quote-unquote public comment. We're going to attach a redline version of changes that were discussed and agreed between Sidley / CWG and ICANN to the naming function agreement. We're going to attach that as a public comment and put that in at the end of the public comment period. And maybe that, and that does put the community on notice of the sort of further changes. And maybe that would be appropriate here. I just offer it up, but as something to consider from a process perspective, that George could take the sort of agreed changes between, you know, all the red lines from public from the version that went out for public comment, and then attach that as the comment from the IETF trust, and put that in the public comments at the end of the period. So, you know, by the 12th, and that would give the community notice of all of these discussions and what the specific changes were that came out of.
So, Josh, to me, that certainly sounds like a reasonable thing to do. And Sam, I have no doubt that we can wrap this up before the 12th. That's a whole week. So that shouldn't be a problem. I mean, the changes are trivial, in terms of drafting. So, it's not a lot of work. So Josh, I guess just to clarify, are you saying that for the CWG revisions, that those would go out on the public comment list before the 12th or on the 12th?
No. So I'm not talking about that. That was just an example by analogy. I'm saying that all of these, that whatever the cumulative changes were that were made between the time that the document went out for public comment and now, so all the sort of minor revisions, that those could be assembled and a single red line could be prepared, and those could be put in as public comment by, you know, IETF Trust, just to pick one of the parties. And since you've been kind of the primary scrivener here, so those could be just posted as public comment that, and with an explanation, these are the comments that have resulted from further, you know, discussion between these parties and are put forward as public comment. And then just attach that on the 11th or on the 12th and attach the red line. But it just creates a sort of a record for people to see and see where those changes came from when it comes time to execute the first version.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. And then, Josh, just so you know, sorry.
Jonathan has his hand up, so maybe he wants to comment on, maybe I've...
Okay, sure, yes.
Thanks, George. Thanks, Josh. Just to speak in support of that. I mean, I won't take long. I just think it's slightly unorthodox, but I've become used to that over the last couple of public comments in the CWG, and it seems to work effectively. Essentially, we're saying there's some work between the communities that has gone on during the course of comment, and we offer this as the composite comment from that. So I'd like to speak in support of that. I think it's, given the circumstances, it's a pragmatic approach. Thanks. That's all I need to say.
Thanks, Jonathan. So, George, does this all make sense now?
Yes, absolutely. And I can do that. I'll work with Andrew, you know, to post those. And I also wanted to note for the other communities, I think one of these changes impacts the license agreements. I think those are the changes in the arbitration section, which will, you know, so those affect everybody and not just the trust and ICANN. They're minor, like very minor. But my plan then would be to circulate those license agreement changes to this list, for, you know, the RIRs and the CWG community to look at also, just in case there are any, you know, objections or questions. Again, I think we're talking about very minor things. But that I think we should be able to do within the next couple of days. That should be very quick.
Great. Thanks, George. Anything else on this topic? Okay, so we'll expect a public comment from the ITF Trust that contains the indemnification updates and then text to the INIPR mailing list with the arbitration updates. Okay. So let's move on to the next item, which is getting an update from the CWG folks on the outstanding item that we had from last week, which was about the definition of the names community in, I guess it's, I don't even remember which agreement it's in, but I think it's in the license agreement. So someone from the CWG have an update for us?
This is Josh. Jonathan or Greg, if Jonathan's got his hand up. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Josh. I was half expecting Greg might provide it, but I'm happy to do so. Essentially, we did some work on this on the previous call, and we've got a provisional agreement and to go ahead with a certain definition. And I think it seems to be a workable definition to work with. We do need to do a little bit more work, but I'm satisfied that we're making reasonable enough progress, and we'll get things done by in advance of when we need to. If you want specifics on what that definition is or anything more, I'm happy to provide it. But it feels to me like this group simply needs to know that we're going in the right direction. And getting it sorted out. I see Greg has his hand up, so maybe he wants to add to that in any event.
Go ahead, Greg.
Thanks, Greg Shatton, for the record. I'm not sure how much specificity people want, but basically, you know, I'm looking at this. We're really talking about the names operational community, even though we're calling it the names community, and that kind of, I think, led us a little bit astray for a bit, but, you know, coming back to the essential principles of how we've been working for the past 2 years really guided us, I think, toward, at least provisionally, you know, that it is the chartering organizations operating through the CWG for as long as the CWG exists, and then thereafter in whatever manner those chartering organizations deem appropriate. Our suggestion is that it should just be a matter for the combined chairs of the chartering organizations to deal with in going forward basis, so that you know, decisions can be made, and then that's really the group that we kind of deal with this going forward. And ICANN would be the signatory, but would really do as little as possible as signatory, and I have suggested that the most of what the names operational community should use as its kind of communication device is the CCG co-chair, since the community agreement specifically states that the CCG co-chair from any community can speak for that community, as long as it's specifically stated that it is so, and the IETF Trust, you know, is entitled to rely on that representation. So, other than signing and, you know, perhaps communicating the initial appointment of CCG representatives and co-chairs, is probably not a lot that the signatory per se needs to do in moving forward. Thanks.
Thank you, both of you. I think that's very helpful. Does anybody else have questions or comments? So maybe I can ask you the same question, which is, when you have new or text to go where we currently have brackets, do you think you will be submitting that as a public comment on behalf of the CWG, or do we think that will come later? What is the timing that you expect on this?
This is Greg. I would think it would be ideal if we submit it, you know, as a public comment, or at least, you know, within the public comment period. And as Jonathan says, we've used the public comment concept, you know, to provide kind of, you know, transparency and regularity to our communications about work that's taking place in the group during the public comment period. So I would hope to be able to use that same timing and methodology rather than something more irregular and also later. Thanks.
Okay. Jonathan?
Senator Greg. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. If possible, we could close this out on the call, and I can work towards doing that on the call this week, which would then put us in a position to put it in to the public comment. I can't predict whether we will be able to get it, you know, settled within the CWG this week, but that's a reasonable target. So actually, it's a helpful question that you ask, Alyssa, and we can use that as a basis on which to build a target to deal with this. So we'll do that, and that'll be helpful. Thanks.
Okay, great. Sounds like we have plans in place to resolve all the bracket and language in the agreement plan, which is excellent. Anything else before we move on? Okay. So the last topic was a question that came up, I think, from some of the legal folks about the signature mechanics for these agreements, how they will get signed and exchanged and so on. And that an answer to that question, I would defer to the lawyers and the people who will be doing the signing. I think, George, you had some thoughts about this, so I see your hand is up. Maybe if you want to jump in. George, you may be muted on your side. Are other folks able to hear George?
No, I can't.
Is anybody able to hear me?
No.
Yeah, we can hear you.
People can hear me, but they can't hear you, George. Okay. Let's have him come back. Oh, now we can hear you typing, George.
Oh, can you hear me again?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, great. Sorry. Okay. So in any case, the question is really just a mechanical one as to how we want to get the document signed. You know, there are five parties involved with the community agreement and, you know, all of the various agreements. We're not going to have everybody in a room together. So, you know, what under U.S. law, we would generally have no problem imaging signatures and scanning them and then exchanging signature pages by email. But, you know, I recognize that there are some parties outside of the U.S. that may be less effective or less recognized and may be viewed as less official. So, you know, there are many ways that we can do this. We can just exchange signatures by email. You know, I don't know that everybody has the capacity to do any kind of, you know, formal e-signature, you know, in this group. But, again, PDFs of manual signatures followed possibly by just a Federal Express, you know, document that everybody, like all five parties signed, would also be possible. But, you know, I just opened it up to the other lawyers and people on the line to see if this plan sounds okay, if people have any practices that are used with these types of group agreements in the ICANN world that you would prefer.
Alyssa, this is Sam.
Go ahead, Sam.
Hi, George. Particularly since we're signing these documents under U.S. law, they'll be enforceable in the U.S. We don't have any problem, and ICANN is used plenty of times, just say the exchange of PDF signatures. we're, you know, if anyone felt it was necessary, we could go into, like, the formal DocuSign world, but I'm not sure that that's really a step that's necessary. We would be comfortable with the enforceability of contracts signed through PDFs. We could also have everyone sign them in numerous copies and then exchange originals as well so that everyone had backed up originals. So I think it's a pretty easy, yeah, easy issue to move forward.
Yeah. I guess from my standpoint, my one group that I wanted to make sure was okay with this is the RIRs, because we will have five different entities signing for the RIRs if everybody calls. Most of those are non-U.S. entities if I, you know, recognize them. So if anyone from the RIR group wants to, you know, make a suggestion, or if, I mean, certainly Sam and I seem to be fine with the PDF thing, and, you know, my clients are U.S. Entities also, so have no problem with just exchange of PDFs.
Jonathan, are you in the queue for this? No. Okay. Greg, go ahead.
It's Greg again. You know, want to point out that Section 7.9 of the agreement says the agreement may be executed in two or more counterparts. So we can each party should be able to submit its own signature page, does not need to sign on the same physical signature page. And although there's not a explicit statement about PDFs or scans or images generally, my view, at least under U.S. law, is that's, you know, unnecessary. So I would assume, you know, everyone can sign their own signature page. And if they want to send the blue ink page or whatever color ink they use to George at the end of the day, you know, just for a conformed copy, that's nice. But I don't think in any way that would question the effectiveness or the date of effectiveness of this. But, like, I'm curious if there are any, you know, true objections from any of the non-U.S. RIRs. And I've certainly used, you know, this type of signatures with non-U.S. bodies, but obviously everybody has their own laws to contend with. Thanks.
Thanks, Greg. And it looks like in the meantime we have confirmation from Aaron, Lacknick, and Affinick that the signed signature page should work. We don't have Athena or Craig on this call, so and Alan says he needs to confirm. I'll send a note to Athena and Craig, Michael, if you're willing to do that, that would be great. So Michael will check with AP Nick and Ripe, and then we should have all the bases covered, and Alan is going to check with his legal folks, so that should take care of that. And if any issues come up, we can revisit. Okay. Anything else on this? All right. So that brings us to the end of the agenda. Could we actually just take a quick look at that slide that has the timeline that was being shown before? Thanks. So public comment ends on the 12th, which is next week, next Monday. Actually, we're missing the kind of interim dates here where we had some milestones between the 12th and the 19th for getting the analysis done, but everyone has that in their email, and we've talked about it before. I just wanted to bring this up because we had said that we would have a follow-up call on the 19th, a two-hour call to discuss the comment analysis. Obviously, a lot of this will depend on if we get any more comments and what they say. If we don't get any more comments, we don't need the call. I mean, we will more or less be done probably, assuming the parties who are on this call all agree, because we've just today talked about two further comments that will be coming in from the ITF Trust and the CWG potentially. But it could be a pretty lightweight exercise from here. So let's see what happens. But in the meantime, we should doodle for a time on the 19th. For a two-hour call, which I don't think we've done yet. Staff can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think we have that on the agenda just yet. Right, so it looks like we'll get that that action item for staff. And then from here, we have the rest of the milestones lined up to get the agreement signed. The other thing I wanted to check, I know this slide comes from ICANN, and it says, you know, before 26 September, ICANN board approval. I just wanted to confirm, I don't know if anyone from ICANN on the call can confirm this, but that the board is aware and has what it needs as far as a meeting or whatever might be necessary to get ICANN board approval for this before the 26th. I'm sort of assuming that that's the case because this is how it got translated onto the slide, but if someone from ICANN could actually confirm that, that would be great.
Hi, Alyssa. This is Sam. We've been long planning that we understand during that week before the transition we're probably going to have a need to have a board meeting of some sort to approve some cleanup items. So this is one that would fit right into that time frame. So I don't see any issue reaching that.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so does anyone have any questions or comments about the rest of the process? All right, so seeing no hands, we will look for a doodle poll in your email, and we will look for public comments from the ITF Trust and the CWG potentially with the items we discussed today. And if anything comes up with the signatures, we can chat about that on email as well. Thanks, everyone.
Goodbye.